Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Ken Lebo is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. You know who Ken is. He's the guy who helps us navigate the Internet. He's the guy who's written all the books, something under a million different books that he's written, sold something under a billion copies all over the world, incredible things to do on the Internet for golfers, for folks who are not so young, for folks who are young, for travelers, et cetera, et cetera. And he's our good friend. We knew Ken when it was simply one book, 300 incredible things to do on the Internet. And it barely was that in those days. Ken Lebo, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Good to be with you always.
It's good to have you back. Yeah, we knew you when you weren't cool, didn't we, Ken?
That's right. And I wish I had sold a billion books because I'd be off on some island somewhere, I think.
Exactly. Well, you know, maybe today will be the day that we'll push you over the billion mark there. Ken, who knows?
We're in the millions, not the billions.
Ken, I know today you want to talk about something called podcasting. And it's interesting. I'm sure that younger people probably listening to this, those two or three who are listening are probably thinking, now why would a couple of gray hairs like those two guys be talking about podcasting? This is the younger person's domain, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's very interesting. I woke up yesterday morning and my local paper, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the top headline on the front page of the paper, here it is, "World Needs Your Ideas, Podcasting to the Rescue." And I have to tell you, I was a little shocked that it made the front page of the paper.
Yeah.
But that tells me something, that this thing is sort of gaining steam, and we're going to be hearing a lot about it lately. Actually, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal the other day. There was an article in the New York Times. And so really, it's getting a lot of attention and a lot of press. So if nothing else, people at least need to know what it is.
Well, tell, for those folks who are not familiar with podcasting, tell us what it is.
What podcasting is, it is short for, it's gotten its name from the iPod, so it's pod is the iPod part, and casting is really broadcasting. So anybody that wants to sit down and record something and put it out on the Internet, basically that's a podcast. Now, there are podcasts out there anywhere from professionals, people that are in the radio business.
Right.
Or someone just sitting in their basement making a recording and literally just chatting about something you may not even want to listen to, but they want to do
it. So it's like an audio. It's not unlike an audio blog.
That's correct. And a lot of people call it TiVo for radio. So
right.
The thought process is you download this, like you might if you're familiar with downloading of music or music on the Internet. Conceptually, it's really no different, other than it's someone talking or it's an interview, it's a conversation. Again, just like you and I talking right now could be a podcast. And then the thought process is you could listen to it right on your computer, or you could download it to your, it doesn't have to be an iPod, it could be any kind of a MP3 type player.
So the process is that I make a recording, and let's say I'm not a radio person, I'm just just a regular person out there with the ability to do this. I make a recording, I send grandma a message, or I create a message for grandma or for my girlfriend or whatever I might do, and put it on my website. Is that right?
That's right.
And then that person or anybody can go to my website and get that and download it. They would first download it. Can they download it directly to the iPod, or does it have to go through a computer first?
Well, interestingly enough, and something I definitely forgot to say a couple seconds ago, is it's getting a lot of credibility now because, interestingly enough, Apple was not behind this, even though it sort of has their name, podcast. They just, with their software, which is iTunes, which is free software, you can go to iTunes.com,
right,
and where it's intended for music, well, they have now made it available where you can put podcasts on there. So you could actually, now that's how I do it. I get all my podcasts from iTunes. They've made it so simple. So again, it's no different.
But that's music though, right?
But at iTunes, they have now endorsed or have allowed podcasts to be out there. So if you actually go to iTunes.com, you can see or
can you have your own little iPod podcasting domain there? Is that what you're talking about?
No, people are loading or putting their podcasts.
Oh.
Say I broadcast and I'd have a podcast.
They're sort of a distribution center for it.
Exactly.
Sort of a bureau kind of thing.
Exactly. And, you know, because up until Apple doing with iTunes, it wasn't as simple to get to find it and or to download it. Now with iTunes, which is a very simple product to use, you know, you can, it's kind of given its steam, credibility, and so forth. The thing to note is you don't have to download this to a device like an iPod. You can listen to it right on your computer.
Right.
So,
but the idea is the where the iPod, where the podcasting got is, really got started was music, right? The young people typically would have an iPod. They'd buy or in some other way get access to a song, and put it on their iPod and carry it around with them instead of listening to the radio.
Right, and now with podcasting, you can do that with. Whether it's an interview or just some person talking about, as an example, and I probably should mention things that we're talking about today, I've put at my blog, so anybody that's listening can go there.
Right.
And I mentioned articles.
Your blog address.
At incredibleblogs.com. The first thing that's there is it talks about podcasting.
Right.
So a lot of resources there that your listeners can go to and at their leisure learn a little bit more about podcasting.
What's the business application of podcasting?
Well, here's how I see it. There's right now with podcasts, these broadcasts, there's some good stuff out there, and there's a lot of junk. So you have people that are technically...
Sort of like the blogs.
There you go. but the interesting thing with a podcast is you don't know that it's good or bad until you actually listen to it. So you may have to listen to it for 5 or 10 minutes to figure this out. Is mm-hmm. this something worth listening to in the future? And whereas with a website or a blog, you can go there and maybe in 5 seconds determine, hey, this has good information or I never want to come back here again. So, you know, that's kind of something about a podcast. But the application I see down the road is, say, Jim Blasingame goes out and he gives a speech in front of 200 people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess who heard that? 200 people,
right.
And it's gone. If you had recorded that, and put that at your website
right.
as a downloadable podcast, now all of a sudden, literally millions of people can listen to the great speech you just gave yesterday and put it on their iPod or put
right.
it on their music player, whatever
right.
it is, and now they're taking a trip, and it was an hour-long speech. Now they're on the plane. They can listen to it at their leisure.
Mm-hmm. Also, when we come back, we're going to talk about how some ways that you might want to think about doing this for your own small business. Not speeches necessarily, but other things. We're going to talk about that with our good friend Ken Lebo right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Ken Lebo. Ken, give us your website again, please.
It's incredibleblogs.com. And again, everything we're talking about today is listed there, so a lot of good resources for people if they want to learn more about podcasting.
Now, is that the URL that you currently use all the time now?
Well, I have a blog that's pretty active, and I post to it on a daily basis. So
right.
that's the main blog or main website that I use for my blogging.
But for the books and for all that?
My books are 300incredible.com.
Okay. Can we find, if we go to the blog, can we find the link to the books too?
Yes.
To how to find
on the
books?
On the right-hand side.
All right. So incredibleblogs.com?
Right.
All right. Check that out, folks, when you get a chance. Ken is the authority on what to do and how to do it on the Internet. Ken, we're talking about blogs. I'm sorry, we're talking about podcasting and how to use this as a business tool. To me, Ken, what small business owners need to be thinking about are a couple of things I think need to be fundamental to this discussion about podcasting and small business. Number one, in the 21st century, we're going to have to use a lot of different channels to reach customers, and you know. 25, 30 years ago, even maybe 20, maybe even 15 years ago, those channels were pretty simple. There were only, you know, a handful or less. Now, in the 21st century, we may have hundreds of channels that we're going to have to deal with. We have to decide which way to go with each one of them. And That's one thing. The other thing is the way the generations, the demographics that we do business with, want to receive their information. And we have to be prepared to deliver our message in the with using the channel and using the devices, the whatever, the vehicle they use. We have to be prepared to be there, don't we?
That's correct. And another interesting trend that I see is really everything is going mobile. And the cell phone of the future is going to be not just a cell phone. It's already happening. But in fact, I just bought a new cell phone that has all kinds of disk capacity. So as an example, I could put a podcast on my cell phone.
Right.
So we need to think in terms of, well, in the near future, probably 5 years, our laptops may be a thing of history, mm-hmm. and our cell phones really are like our computer that has everything on it. And with what you're talking about, distributing information via a broadcast, a podcast, is something to think about. The interesting thing that I need to make note of is it's very inexpensive to do. So as an example, you can get into this for probably $200 or so.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you probably have a lot of expensive equipment floating around you at this moment, but to do a podcast, to do that type of a broadcast, literally you can be in business for a couple hundred dollars. Now, the most important thing is, do I have something to say? Right. Do I have content? I always keep going back to saying, content is king. So if you don't have good content, you're probably not going to get a lot of listeners over time.
Now, you've talked a little bit about, you and I have talked a little bit about really simple syndication and RSS. And can you podcast with RSS? Could you send a message out like that through RSS?
What happens is what RSS is, and that stands for really simple syndication, is if you do a podcast, people can subscribe to it via something like RSS. So every time you have a new podcast, they are notified, and it could automatically download it for them.
Be sent to them. So, for example, instead of maybe in the future, for certain generations right now, certain demographics, maybe just the Gen Xers or the Gen Ys or whatever, the Echo Boomers, they call them, maybe instead of them getting a newsletter or finding an ad in a paper, maybe they would subscribe if you're a store that they do business with, they would subscribe to your podcasting, and you would just go in, as you say, for $200 and record a message and say, hey folks, the new shirts are in and we got them on sale for 25 off or whatever, and that would go out, bam, bam, bam.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, like you said earlier, you have to think of all the different avenues, vehicles to get to people. And, you know, podcasting may be one of them now or in the future. Newsletters, email, you know, any way you can get a blog, a website. So these are all the different things to, you know, think about. The good news about this related to technology is that some of these things either have zero cost to them, like blogging may be free.
Right.
The provider for my blog is free. And, you know, again, with podcasting, you could get into it for a couple hundred dollars or so.
Would it be safe to say that podcasting and maybe even blogging is today where the internet was in, say, 1998? We still don't quite know what to do with it. We still don't quite know how it's going to materialize, how it's going to manifest as a tool rather than something that's interesting.
You know, Jim, that is an excellent point and a great way to put it into proper perspective, because I can remember way back when in 1997 or so having conversations with people, and they would like scratch their head about the internet and said, this is nothing, this is no big deal.
It's a fad, it's just a toy.
Exactly, and,
yeah.
And I knew back then I really believed in it, and of course, let's face it, it's a done deal by now.
Absolutely.
And the same thing, that's a good point, like with podcasting or blogging, a lot of people will say, what is this? This is just some guy in pajamas writing something or doing something.
It may be today.
And I've seen a lot of steam going, a lot of things happening in the last 6 months to a year with podcasting and blogging. So it's something that is going to be real down the road.
We got to pay attention to it, folks. That's the reason Ken and I are talking about it. Ken, incredibleblogs.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for being here. Come back again real soon.
Always a pleasure.
Ken Lebo, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I'll be right back with Sam Norwood. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Don't lie. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.